Good day, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap. Thank you for joining us on this Saturday, May 4th. First up this week, we have some serious news about the insurance industry's stern approach to misconduct. Former broker Sean Sweeney from Sweeney Insurance Services in Swinshire had his lifetime ban from financial services upheld by the Administrative Appeals Tribunal after appeal. The tribunal sided with the ESIC, emphasizing the zero-tolerance policy for ethical breaches to safeguard consumer interests. Sweeney is known to have misappropriated funds 8 times, and despite making partial restitution and taking steps towards personal rehabilitation, the industry considers his risk of relapse strong, thus substantiating this severe penalty. In a different vein, we turn our attention to BellRock, raising the game in advisory services for business deals. Keen to address increasing need for specialized risk management solutions in mergers and acquisitions, BellRock's enhanced support service is poised to bring innovative, custom solutions to the table. Under the leadership of Sahalia Uthappa and CEO Mark Chiarella, this strategic move positions BellRock as a leader in risk advisory for complex business transactions. On to insurance claims, and here we have a stark reminder about the importance of transparency. A truck owner's insurance claim was recently shot down by Zurich, Australia, following the discovery of an undisclosed criminal traffic conviction dating back to March 2021. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority has sided with Zurich, reinforcing the need to disclose crucial information when obtaining insurance coverage. As a consequence, Zurich must refund the premiums paid with interest. Lastly, today at a national level, we're seeing growing calls for a fairer cyclone insurance framework. The Australian Consumers Insurance Lobby under Tyrone Shandeman is advocating for a review as the cycle for government-backed insurance nears. They're making a strong case for change, pushing for the spread of insurance costs to regions beyond traditional cyclone paths, including Sydney, a possible addition of flood insurance, and even accommodations for high-value properties. While last year's suggestions for post-cyclone coverage extension, more regional funding, and inclusion of marine insurance remain on the table, disagreements persist among insurers. This paints a picture of a rather complex challenge facing the realm of insurance scheme reforms. That's it from us this week. Remember to visit our site at financialservicesonline.com.au for more information on personal and business insurance. Join us again for your next weekly insurance news wrap. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.